Good morning, folks. This is Lindy Lawson, the Car Guru. Thanks for tuning in. Like I say, if you did it on purpose, I really appreciate it. If you're just listening by accident, just hang in there, because there might be something that will benefit you when it comes to learning more about your car and how not to get ripped off. You know, I was pretty frustrated. About a year and a half ago, I started getting or seeing some advertising in the Tri-Cities that was not only illegal based on the advertising rules and guidelines for the Federal Trade Commission and for state law in the Tennessee, but it was unethical as well. And I started interacting with the Tennessee Automobile Association, which represents car dealers in Tennessee, and also the Motor Vehicle Commission, which is a part of the Department of Commerce in Tennessee now. Used to, it was not a division of the Department of Commerce. Well, it may have been, but they didn't really have that much control over it. But now they do. And so Motor Vehicle Commission is made up of car dealers, believe it or not, that actually oversee activities in the state. So let's say that you want to open a used car lot, then you've got to follow the guidelines for the Motor Vehicle Commission. If you are selling cars, you've got to do it a certain way. You've got to follow the process. If you don't, then if somebody catches you doing it, then you get your hand smacked. And I felt like, you know, the rules were pretty clear and pretty fair as far as advertising was concerned, but there were certain new players that came into the market that they just weren't abiding by it. So I took exception to it and complained to the Motor Vehicle Commission, and it got fixed from a standpoint of action taken. But then, you know, I still wasn't satisfied, because basically the rules, the way they were written, it was a little fuzzy. You know, when the rules are fuzzy, then sometimes people take advantage. They push it to the limit. I guess that's human nature to a certain degree, especially if you have a dishonest bent or a dishonest nature. You're going to find some kind of a loophole. And that's what, you know, these dealers were doing, and it was upsetting to me, because they were trying to sell basically the same products I was selling, and that it would have concerned me regardless. So I took action, and actually ended up calling my state representative, and he helped me, and he was totally on board and totally agreed with what I was saying. So I was happy to see our publication that we get from Tennessee Automobile Dealers Association said that the state of Tennessee Motor Vehicle Commission is changing the rules. And those rules are going to protect consumers, I think, in ways that I suggested. So I don't guess you can just thank me, but you can thank me for starting the ball rolling, and for several other people in government that helped me move the ball across the goal line. And the main thing that I had a problem with was the abuse of pricing online. It was not only online, but on TV, but primarily online. And certain dealers were showing huge discounts off of prices and insinuating that those prices were off of MSRP. You know, every new car has a manufacturer's suggested retail price. Now, as you well know, if you've tried to buy a car anytime in the last couple of years, you've seen that MSRP is a relative number now. It is not the average transaction price on most cars. There's a lot of cars being sold at above MSRP right now, and that's just the law of supply and demand kicking in. You know, if people are willing to pay it, then dealers are going to charge it. Now, not all dealers, but some will. But this was a situation where a dealer was selling a particular vehicle, for example, that I sold for, let's say the MSRP was $30,000. Well, they were pricing it at $35,000 and showing people a greater discount than was real. I mean, because everybody was using MSRP as the primary measuring stick of a deal. So of course, you remember a time when if you paid MSRP for a car, you got ripped off, right? You paid too much. I mean, everybody needed to get a discount, right? Or me even buying close to the original dealer cost, which is typically referred to as the invoice price. And if you've bought a car in the last 30 years and you really dug into it, you know, you could find out what the invoice price was and compare that to MSRP and take into account all the rebates, and you could figure out what kind of deal you could get. But if one dealer is kind of insinuating that the MSRP is actually $5,000 higher than it really is, then they can show you a bigger discount, correct? So anyway, they can't do that anymore. The laws have been, or the rules have been changed with the Motor Vehicle Commission, and now still it has to be enforced. There are still dealers that are saying, like, we'll give you up to $8,000 over book value for your trade-in or whatever that number is, and that's bogus. That's a bogus number. Nobody's going to get that. And now you really can't do that unless you specify what you are giving up to $8,000 off of. So that has to be off of MSRP now. It can't be off of some inflated number. And I hope that makes sense to you. You know, if you walk into a dealership because of that ad and say, hey, I want $8,000 over book value for my car. What's book value? And they give you a number. Well, I want $8,000 over that. And they say, well, no, we really can't do it on that car. It's only on that sale price car, which, by the way, we've already sold it. So that's the way that kind of works. You know when you walk into it, or you should know when you walk into a situation and there's more hype than there is, I guess, more people being genuine. You can see that. You should be able to see that. You should be able to sense it. You know, if there's a lot of excitement and noise and energy and stuff like that in a showroom, and people are running around yelling and high-fiving and stuff like that, the people in the sales department are high-fiving because how much money they made on a deal. They're not high-fiving just simply because they sold a car. There is a different motivation going on there that you need to be aware of. And so if you see all that, then you're probably in a high-profit store. You're probably in a store where salespeople are rewarded greatly for charging too much. And so you just got to watch out for that, folks. And hopefully these changes in the motor vehicle rules will help you when you're comparing prices online and you're shopping at, any new car dealer anywhere. You know, there was a time where there was a dealer in Idaho that was offering tremendous deals on a huge inventory of vehicles. And I always wondered how that happened. How does a dealer in Idaho manage to convince the factory that they need that much inventory, and then people fly from all over the country to go in there and buy cars? And it's the perception of a deal, right? Some people say, well, I saved $10,000 going to that place. You know, you really can't. I mean, when there's only $1,500 markup in a car, how do you save $10,000 flying to Idaho to buy it? It makes no sense. And the people that fall for that kind of a deal will fall for just about anything. So watch out for that. I'm going to take my first break and be back here in just a second. Okay, I'm back. I want to talk about something that you've probably seen advertised if you've been in the market for a used car, or if you watch any TV or listen to the radio or look online, and that's certified used cars. Does that word certified give you a warm and comfortable feeling? Like climbing into bed with a nice warm comforter and a nice fire crackling in the corner of the room. Does the word certified used car make you feel better? Well, you know, it probably should, and I'll tell you why certified used cars are a good thing. You just need to make sure that it's a genuine certified used car, meaning that it is followed the manufacturer's guidelines. If you're buying a certified used car from a used car dealer, that and all they sell is used cars, then that's not necessarily real. They may offer a warranty on that used car, and for that they're calling it a certified used car. Certification comes from the manufacturer. So if I am a Nissan dealer, then the only certification program that I need to be offering to my customers is the Nissan certified used car program. Same thing for a Toyota. You know, if that vehicle is not a Toyota certified used car, then there's another company that they're using to back that certification up. And that company's warranty may not be as good as the one offered by the manufacturer of that car. You know, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Lincoln, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, all of them have certified used car programs. Now, what that means to you, or what it should mean, is that there has been a process. When that car was acquired, it went into the service department. For example, Ford has a new program called Blue Certified, and you can get a regular Blue Certified car, or you can get a Gold Certified. Let's just look at the Gold Certified, because it is a more extensive certification process. They actually inspect 172 different things on every car. Did you know that there were 172 different things to look at on a car? That's a lot of looking. Every Gold Certified used vehicle also comes with a 12-month, 12,000-mile, that's whichever comes first, comprehensive limited warranty. Now, why do they have to say limited and comprehensive in the same group of words? Well, because limited means that there are no implied warranties. You know, in some cases, people may say, you know, may make a statement, like a salesperson or a manager may make a statement that says, that makes you believe that this vehicle is perfect, when in fact, they have no way of knowing that it's perfect. But they have to be careful what they say, because that could be an implied warranty. And when you say limited, and you have them sign a document that no implied warranties were suggested or offered, then there could be some type of implication there of a warranty. Areas covered by this particular certification include the engine, transmission, rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, steering brakes, you know, pretty much everything on the car. It is not, however, a bumper-to-bumper warranty. You know, that term should not even be used, because even on a bumper-to-bumper warranty, the bumpers are not covered. Any type of factory warranty that you see from a manufacturer is not going to cover, you know, a lot of trim items on the car. Now, you know, if you jump into the seats and you have a pair of scissors in your pocket and you tear a hole in the seat, you shouldn't expect that to be covered, although I've seen some customers try to do that. One time we had a lady come in, and she had leather seats in her car, and she always wore blue jeans. And let's say that she was somewhat overweight. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that on the air, but I just did. And anyway, she would climb inside that car and really scrape across the edge of the seat, like a lot of us do. And she was complaining because the seats had turned blue. And of course, I had a service advisor that did not really handle that well. He says, "Well, it's your blue jeans." And oh, she was not happy with that at all. We could not get that blue out of the leather, so we ended up replacing her bottom leather covering on the seat. But she came back several months later, same thing, blue on the seat, and she always wore blue jeans. She didn't think that the dye on her blue jeans should ever come off. Was that the fault of the car or her blue jean manufacturer? I would tend to think it was the blue jean manufacturer. But some people expect things to be covered by the factory warranty that aren't. And so it's important to read those. They are limited warranties. It may be comprehensive, which means that it covers a lot of different things, but it doesn't cover everything. So you have to be prepared for that. So, you know, a gold certified warranty from Ford is going to cover what I just said, a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, but it also offers a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the powertrain. Now, what is the powertrain? Well, it's the engine and all its internal parts, the transmission and its internal parts. If it has four-wheel drive, it's going to include the transfer case, the drive axles, and the rear and front differentials will be covered. Anything that's basically bathed in oil or transmission fluid is going to be covered. That's what your powertrain is. That's what makes the car go. Anything else like brakes and steering and air conditioning and stuff like that are not covered. What you have to make sure of is that you understand what is the starting point of this warranty on this certified used car. When does the warranty start? Most certified used car warranties start at the in-service date of when the vehicle was first sold new. So you need to find that out. In this particular case, Ford's Blue Certified warranty does start at the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty begins when the vehicle was first put into service. However, the 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty begins the day you take delivery of the certified used car. It's important to know those dates because it may be a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, but it may stop at 100,000 miles and the car already has 50,000 miles on it. So would you agree that that's something that's important to know? In addition to those warranty features, the certified warranties are typically transferable to future owners. So let's say that you want the protection of a certified used car, but you know that you don't keep a car for that long. You typically trade every 2 years. Well, the good news is that your certification on this car is covered or is transferable to the next owner. Now, a lot of warranties aren't that way. Like we have a lifetime powertrain warranty that we offer to the original purchaser of a car from Gateway. So as long as you own it, it's covered for life for the powertrain. However, if you sell it to somebody else, that warranty is not transferable. It's only for you. Isn't that special? Also, these certified warranties cover roadside assistance. So if you need to be towed, if you need a jump start, if you have a flat tire and you need it changed, if you get locked out of the car, if you run out of gas, that is all covered by roadside assistance 24/7 on a certified used car. That alone may be a good reason to buy a certified used car. And then also, if you want to buy an extended service plan that instead of just covering the powertrain, covers everything on the vehicle, I started to say bumper to bumper, but you know what I mean, a comprehensive warranty, then you can purchase it at a discount because the powertrain is already covered. And so you don't have to pay the full price of a warranty if the powertrain is already covered. So these are options that you have as a consumer. If you really don't want to pay the money for a brand new car, which they're expensive now, and a lot of them are transacting over MSRP, then maybe you can buy a certified used car, 1 to 5 years old, and get a warranty and get a really nice car, a car that's already been inspected, so you can feel warm and fuzzy from buying that. Well, let's take our last break, and we'll be back in just a second. Okay, I'm back. You know, it's amazing to me how many people don't watch the news. And really, if they're not in the market for a car, then I don't guess there's any reason for them to know about the chip shortage. There are people that still drive up to our lot and say, "Where are your cars?" You know, and you want to look at them and say, "Really? Are you not paying attention to the news at all?" But a lot of people just don't, and God bless them. You know, I wish I wasn't so aware sometimes. It just causes anxiety over stuff that I can't do anything about. But I'll tell you one thing, they're going to find out about it if they go on a trip and they're flying to, you know, some remote place and they need to rent a car, because rental car shortages are going to be extreme this spring and summer. You might as well get ready to pay more for your rental car than you're paying for your hotel room, way more. Just make sure that you have those reservations made, because right now rental car companies are really struggling to get inventory, and they are charging out the wazoo for cars. Another thing that's going on in the industry right now is my daughter just sent me a message, said, "Do you want pizza?" She knows better than that. I'm on the Atkins diet. Anyway, recalls are really coming fast and furious right now. GM just recalled 740,000 GMC Terrain SUVs over headlights. Ford just recalled 200,000 F-150s and SUVs over leaking brake fluid. Now, you know, when you have a recall, it doesn't mean that your vehicle has got a problem. It just means that your vehicle falls within a certain vehicle identification number range. So they may say, well, when these 1,500 or 200,000 vehicles went through the assembly plant, we found that we have, you know, maybe 25 vehicles that had leaks, and we we need to make sure that none of those 200,000 have the same leak. So they need to be inspected. I know that's kind of an irritating thing to have to do, especially if you had a recall last month you had to take your vehicle in for. Another thing you need to watch out for when you go in for a recall is don't buy a bunch of stuff you don't need. You know, that's an opportunity for a lot of service departments to try to sell you something while you're in there. Hopefully you have a good enough relationship with the service advisors and the service department that they're not going to sell you anything that you really don't need. But that is something that is abused in the car industry. And that's why I think it's a great idea to get to know the service advisors, be on a first-name basis, be a regular customer at the service department of a new car dealership. You'll get better deals. I think you'll get better taken care of. When you really need something, they're going to work harder. And plus, you got the record-keeping aspect of it. So if you ever decide to sell your car or trade it or something, all of your records are there. If you have a major failure, like when your vehicle has gone out of warranty, many times the manufacturer will step up and pay for a vehicle that's out of warranty, even if it's a major engine job or something like that, simply because you brought your dealership in or your car in consistently at that dealership to have it serviced. That does make a difference. Well, I hope you learned something from listening to this edition of My Car Guru. If I can help you, just call me, 423-552-2020. I'll do what I can to help you out, and we will see you tomorrow.